Venerable religious and dear parishioners, this is the solemn feast of All Saints, and we honor today all those who would otherwise not be remembered. We know that there must be millions upon millions in heaven because, well, first of all, the number of angels are uncountable, and we know that they are saints, every one of them, plus all of the canonized saints, and then also all of those that died in the state of sanctifying grace and made it to heaven. Since there are only 365 days in a year, it's not possible to have individual feasts for all of them. So we honor all of them today. And we're reminded of the beautiful doctrine of the communion of saints today, that with all of those saints in heaven whom we honor today, we have a bond. As long as we are in the state of sanctifying grace, if not, then that bond is broken. But that bond is sanctifying grace. Everyone in heaven has to have sanctifying grace to even be there. And we know that the souls in purgatory, despite their incomprehensible sufferings, they also have the state of sanctifying grace. Otherwise, they would have gone to hell after they died. So they are there in purgatory for however long, weeks, months, years, until all of the atonement that needed to be done for their sins is taken care of, is fulfilled. But we have a bond with them. We can say, in the broad sense of the word, that all of the saints in heaven are our brothers and sisters. The souls in purgatory, they are our brothers and sisters because we are united in the mystical body of Christ. Those that are enjoying their reward already are in the church triumphant. Those in purgatory, the church suffering. And we here on earth are the church militant. So this should be a very consoling doctrine for us upon which we should meditate. Really try to understand that bond that we have with the saints, the bond that we have with the souls in purgatory, and yes, even that bond which we have with one another. It's a spiritual bond. We can't see it with our human eyes, but it is most real. And our duty here in the church militant is to preserve that life of sanctifying grace at all costs. There's nothing worth in this life, no temporal goal, no human relationship or even family relationship that it would be worth sacrificing sanctifying grace for. As we know, God has to come first. Whatever it takes to persevere in the state of sanctifying grace, that's what we have to do, and that's what we will be rewarded for. And that's always true love anyway. It's always the proper relationship to renounce all sin, no matter what it may cost us. That's true love for God, and it's always true love for neighbor. It would be a false love for neighbor to sacrifice sanctifying grace or to displease God in order to please a human being. It's never good that way. So we always show true love of God and true love of neighbor by our fidelity to God. And on this day of All Saints, we are powerfully reminded of an obligation that we all contracted when we were baptized. We've reflected upon this in recent sermons, how we've renounced Satan, we've renounced his works and his pomps, which means all the allurements that the devil uses in the world to make sin somehow look appealing. Those are the pomps of the devil, and we have to keep renouncing them. So we are called to holiness. We may not be as great as the canonized saints, but God expects a certain level of holiness for each individual soul. There's a certain throne that God wants you to fill in heaven one day, and you have to earn that by your faithfulness to Christ. And that's a prayer I believe we should pray every day. Dear God, help me to become the saint that you want me to. Help me to reach that level of holiness that you expect of me. I don't know what it is, but with thy help and with our Blessed Mother's help, help me to reach that level. And if I lack the desire, then I pray for the desire to really want to become a saint. Maybe that's our problem. We don't have the desire. Or it's a weak and inefficacious desire. At times I've heard people say, I know I'm not who I should be. And in our honest moments, our moments of honesty with ourselves, I'm sure we find ourselves saying that, if not to ourselves and maybe to others, I'm not where I should be. But here's the catch, here's the paradox. Even if we could ask a great saint, let's say St. Francis of Assisi was living right now, and we asked him, are you who you should be? He would immediately say, I'm not whom I who I should be. And the fact of the matter is that none of us are who we should be. No matter what strides you make, there's always so much more to do. There's only one human creature who could say with absolute truth, I am who I should be. And that's our Blessed Mother. She's the only one who is the person that she should be. She never displeased God. She was that faithful to him. So if we will never be the person that we should be, the saint that we should be, how do we understand this? Do we get discouraged? I think this is the key to understanding this. What God looks at, what God looks for, is how hard we try. So again, we'll never be in complete truth the saint that we should be, who we should be. We'll always find ourselves saying, if we're honest with ourselves, I'm not who I should be. There's so many more areas in which I need to be more faithful to God, less sinful, more virtuous. So because we can't answer that question, the question we can answer is, I will try hard. And that's what God wants. That's what your reward will be based on someday if you persevere. How hard did you try? How well did you renew your resolves? How earnestly did you use the means of grace? That's the question we need to answer this day and all the days of our lives. May we I'll be reunited in heaven. It's going to be a struggle. It's going to take sacrifice. We have to overcome our fallen human nature. We have to renounce the world. We have to have great desire. If you don't have that desire, pray for it often. Pray for a desire to be fervently so, on fire even, with a desire to become holy. God will give that grace through our Blessed Mother's intercession. We need to just persevere in asking for it. That's what our spiritual life is. It's prayer, and how earnestly we pray. Pray with confidence. Pray with humility. Pray with perseverance. And even if it feels like you have to ask a million times for a grace that you need, ask for it a million times. Humbly, confidently, perseveringly. May we all see God one day. May we persevere and receive that reward that God has destined for us. He wants us to receive it. Our Holy Mother Mary wants it more than we can ever understand. And let's want it more and more ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.